How about a little noise? So way back in the 1950s, you know, bands actually had names like, you know, the such and such orchestra or the combo or some guy's name and a cute little thing attached. And then there was this thing that happened, and then all of a sudden everybody was naming their band after bugs and animals and things like that. So I can honestly say it changed my life, and I would bet that there's a few of you out there who remember where you were when you heard your first song by the Beatles. It happened for me when I was on the way to the dentist to have my braces tightened. Which really wasn't something I was looking forward to. And it wasn't far from here, and every time I drive around that same corner, I can still hear "I Want to Hold Your Hand" and sort of remember me going, "What the hell was that? That was great." So anyway, there's a little bit of talent on stage here. I'm not gonna bother to introduce everybody individually, but this is one of those fun moments. Please join in, join the band, okay? You can be in this workshop. If you've always wanted to be in the workshop, this might be the one to be in, okay? So I would like to turn it over to Pete Kennedy here, who gets started, but I'll just say Pete.
Just say Pete.
Actually, I was gonna say something else. I know what it was. "I Dig a Pygmy" by Charles Duffy. Chapter 4, in which Doris gets her oats.